שלום, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור בקטעים.
Hello, we will begin the lesson with excerpts from the sources on the subject of the work above reason. All the texts can be found on kabbalah.co.il or kabbalahmedia.info to watch the materials, to read them on the Galaxy platform. There is a book button there.
Faith above reason. This is actually all of our work. We need to rise above our nature, and there we enter the feeling, the understanding, the entrance to the spiritual world. There we begin to be on the side of the Creator, of creation, and to enter from the side of the created being of creation, which is actually our imaginary world, into the Creator's side of creation. Really, only that side exists. However, for the time being, it is hidden from us. That is all of our work, to transition from one world to the other world. How do we do it? By us, as we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to make a restriction on ourselves. And a masach, screen, and or chozer, meaning the reflected light, according to the degree of bestowal that we develop, we begin to resemble the Creator. To the extent that we resemble ourselves to the Creator, we start to feel Him according to the law of equivalence of form. That if our qualities and the Creator's qualities are similar to some extent, to that extent we will feel Him. And this is actually our work, to change ourselves in order to start to feel spiritual reality. Spiritual reality is here. It has no other place. Place means desire. If we are able to establish our desire so it is in order to bestow, like the Creator, who is entirely bestowing, then to the extent that we are similar to the Creator, we begin to feel Him. Or the upper world, the upper reality, it doesn't matter how you call it, because besides that, nothing exists. Everything is only the Creator. The degrees of our feeling of the Creator are called the upper worlds, because we need to attain them, and we can attain them only through the connection between us, where we process, modify a will to receive, to make it a will to bestow. It turns out that the upper reality, the will to bestow, we attain it in ten sefirot. That way we start to feel Him, to perceive Him. This is actually our work. It begins entirely by a person starting to digest the idea that the entrance to the upper world, to the revelation of the Creator, entirely depends on how much a person rises above his will to receive, the will to bestow, how much he's willing to stop thinking about how much he receives. Rather, he thinks about how much does he equalize himself with the Creator, with bestowal, with love, with coming out. To that extent, if he does see that only this matters, then he begins to come closer to the spiritual world, which is attained entirely through the force of bestowal, what we call Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer. Why is it called faith above reason? Bestowal above reception. Very simple. Because above our will to receive, we need to build a will to bestow. This is why it is called, in other words, faith, bestowal, above reason, above reception. And to the extent that we have the magnitude of faith bestowal, so we feel ourselves in spirituality, in the world of the Creator, His actions, Him, if we can say Him. And therefore, all of our work is actually about that. We don't need anything else besides that, only to try to reach a state where I don't want to receive anything, but rather only to bestow, to give to the Creator, as He, I'm told, is giving me. And then to the extent that we will have between us equivalence, then I will feel Him. And as much as I don't yet reach bestow, giving equivalence, I cannot feel Him. I'm under the restriction. What does it mean to be in equivalence with the Creator? If the Creator is good and does good, then the minimal spiritual state is that I feel everything that is happening to me, that it is coming from the good who does good. Through everyone, through people, the still, vegetative and animate, and the speaking in this world, which I feel, my fate, the inner nature and the surrounding nature, it doesn't matter. I feel that all of this comes to me in the form of the good who does good. And there is nothing bad in it. In such a way, I begin to come closer to the Creator. So much so that I begin to be included in the Creator, just like an embryo within its mother. How can I enter into the upper womb? If I see everything around me as only love and only a beautiful attitude towards me. We need to try to feel reality in such a way. And then this will be the entrance to the spiritual Ibur conception. We will try to make exercises about this and try to do it also when you speak between you in various workshops. And later on, tomorrow, let's say after one day of such consultations regarding the spiritual Ibur, when you're constantly holding yourselves that you are in a world that is entirely good, the Creator's world, then tomorrow we will continue. In the meantime, let's continue with our methodical study. So please.
Yes, so excerpts on the subject of faith above reason, starting with item 72. If one believes that he should receive, to that extent he feels the absence. When he feels the absence, he goes to search for the reason why he cannot correct his lack. At that time, we must believe in the words of our sages, who said that we lack dvekut, adhesion, which is equivalence of form. As it is written, quote, "As he is merciful, so you be merciful," end quote. It follows that to the extent that he believes that the Creator bestows abundance to the whole world, to that extent he should also bestow upon the Creator. Then, when one believes that the Creator gives to the entire world, from this, a person should derive the importance and greatness of the Creator, like an important person in corporeality, where we see that it is a great privilege to serve important people. And from this service itself, A person derives delight and pleasure, and he does not need any other reward. It follows that to the extent of the faith in the mind, to that extent he can also work with faith. Again, excerpt 72. If he believes that he should receive, to that extent he feels the lack. When he feels his lack, he goes to search for the reason why he cannot correct his lack. At that time, we must believe in the words of our sages, who said that what we lack is adhesion, which is equivalent to form, as it is written, quote, "As he is merciful, so you be merciful," end quote. It follows that to the extent that he believes that the Creator bestows abundance to the whole world, to that extent he should also bestow upon the Creator. Then, when one believes that the Creator gives to the entire world, from this, a person should derive the importance and greatness of the Creator. Like an important person in corporeality, where we see that it is a great privilege to serve important people. And from this service itself, a person derives delight and pleasure, and he does not need any other reward. It follows that to the extent of the faith in the mind, to that extent he can also work with faith.
I don't see any questions as of now. And oh, now we're starting to have some questions. So what is he saying? Let's read it together. In short, if one believes that he should receive, that he deserves to receive, right? To that extent, he feels the lack. The lack because he wants to receive. Not what he is lacking is to receive, but the fact that he has the will to receive, this in itself is the lack. And when he feels the lack, he goes to search for the reason for why he cannot correct this lack at that time, because he would have been happier if he wouldn't have that lack within him, because then he would be closer to the Creator. At that time, we must believe in the words of our sages who said that what we lack is dvikut, adhesion, which is equivalence of form. If I would have wanted to bestow, I wouldn't suffer so much from my deficiency. I wouldn't feel it. So what I'm lacking is the matter of dvikut, which is equivalence of form. Just like the Creator gives, so I should be giving. This is how it should be, and I don't have that for now, so I want to be in reception. It follows that to the extent that he believes that the Creator bestows abundance to the whole world, if it is truly so, to that extent, he also needs to bestow upon the Creator. Then when one believes that the Creator is giving to the whole world, let's say that it is so, from this a person should derive the importance and greatness of the Creator, like an important person is corporeality, where we see that it is a great privilege if we can serve important people. And the service itself, from the service itself, a person derives delight and pleasure if he is serving an important person, and he does not need any other reward. It follows that according to the extent of the faith in the mind, to that extent, he can work with faith. Meaning, as much as he believes it, already he gets pleasure out of it. what is the issue here? We need to reach a state where we want to achieve the Creator, the attainment of the Creator, and go ahead, it's right there before us. However, we need to be in equivalence of form in order to see Him, to feel Him, meaning to be in the same qualities. The wisdom of Kabbalah is therefore called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, meaning a method for how to receive the revelation of the Creator. And therefore, we have to change ourselves to be in equivalence of form, according to how much the Creator is in His qualities. I should also be in those same qualities, at least to some extent. The qualities of the Creator are bestowal and love, let's say bestowal. So how can I reach that same bestowal? So the first degree, when I'm in bestowal, is that I do not demand anything for myself. If I'm under the Creator's supervision in the Creator's world, and I do not demand anything from Him, let's say, like landlord, I don't want anything, I'm telling you everything is just fine, I don't need anything, then already I'm not in opposition to Him, but rather in some agreement, coming closer to Him. Meaning, in my life, I work and I have a family and whatever I need to have, there's no concession about that, but I don't want anything besides one thing out of my whole life, that I will reach a state where I will have a connection with the Creator, where I do not demand anything of Him, to receive anything from Him. Rather, after I reach such a thing, where I feel myself completely connected to the Creator, just like with a lender, where I have no demand from Him. Whatever is happening to me, it's all good. Whatever I have, I surely get it from the Creator. I don't yet feel it, but I will feel it. Then if I relate to reality in such a way that this reality is coming from the Creator, and I'm under His control, and I do not require anything else, then already I resemble the restriction where I don't want anything for myself. Later on, I can already start to work above the restriction in order to bestow. We will talk about that later. So, let us go to... Whoa, we hardly have any questions. Interesting. Well, Rehovot.
Rav,
you spoke of the gradual process of reaching connection with the Creator. So what is slowly, if we understand that the Lord's salvation is as the blink of an eye?
Oh, in the blink of the eye, no. There are degrees. All 125 degrees are the opening up of our connection with the Creator. It begins from zero, from the restriction, and before that we're even in the will to receive of this world, and this is how we come closer to Him. It's a gradual action. We cannot immediately open up everything. We don't have the kelim, the vessels for it. We cannot at once change our desires so that they would truly be similar to the Creator 100%. And we also are not, don't know which desires, how, why, we don't know anything. All in all, we enter, to begin with, we enter Ibu, conception in the Creator. What does it mean, Ibu? That we annul ourselves and more agree to be under His control, like an embryo in his mother's belly. That's it. What does he do? He eats whatever his mother eats. And he receives whatever is in the mother. And he has no it has no choice, and this is how it grows. This is in our world. How do we do it in spirituality? We need to depict ourselves that we exist inside of the Creator, in His belly, in His womb. That is, with such an attitude from Him, and everything that we have, we only have it from Him. There is none else besides Him. And if there is none else besides Him, I need to bring myself to a state where I accept these things as only good. As only good. Try to accept your life in such a way that everything that you have comes from the Creator, and it is all only as good. It is considered that you methodically attain the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. This is the first stage in acquiring faith above reason, to enter the spiritual world, the spiritual entrance. This is how it works.
PT 29. What is the measure of faith in the mind?
We will learn that later. Mind and heart. PT 2.
Yes, the light just came up. So we are talking about how the first degree is where I don't ask for anything for myself. My question, however, is regarding the revelation that it all comes from Him, that I'm in connection with Him. Isn't that something I'm receiving?
No, you're receiving the revelation of the Creator. The question is, how do you accept it, receive it, in order to cling to it, in order to equalize your form, in order to accept this thing in spite of your ego, in the opposite manner of the ego. This is already called with tzimtzum, restriction, and ochozel, reflected light. Is that clear?
So I don't ask to receive anything. I see the whole of reality as the good who does good, but asking for a connection with Him that isn't considered reception because...
Well, to begin with, He has the opposite of Him. And therefore, if you overcome your will to receive and you want to accept His reality, which is entirely in order to bestow, let's say in order to make Him happy, not for yourself, then already you are not in your will to receive.
Because the embryo in the womb doesn't know that he's annulling himself, that he's annulled towards the mother. We do want to know that we are annulled before the Creator.
We annul before the Creator. Out of annulling before the Creator, we gradually begin to later feel towards whom are we annulling. This is called the 9 months of pregnancy. Yes.
Baby UK.
Доброе утро. Два коротких вопроса, если можно начать с первого. Левая линия, когда раскрывается, это хисарон или это нечто другое?
The left line, when it's revealed, is it a lack or something else?
I didn't speak about lines, about the left line or the right line. Next question.
Я хотел, хорошо, тогда стремиться к состоянию совершенства. Я ощущаю, что я завишу от десятки.
To yearn for a state of perfection. I feel that I depend on the 10 for that, but something is lacking here for this state to be perfect. What's lacking?
What you lack is only exercises in the 10. That's it. Exercises. Consistently. Haifa 1.
כן, רציתי לשאול, איך לגשר על הפער בין עולם חרב?
I wanted to ask how to bridge the gap between ruined world and seeing the Creator is good and benevolent.
Constantly think about that they have eyes but see not. This is how you see it within your ego. If your ego will go away, you won't feel that you exist in a ruined world, rather in a world which is entirely good. No reality exists outside of us. It is only depicted within the person himself. Don't forget about the photographic machine. What Bala Sulam explains to us, that everything is depicted within the person and outside of the person, there is only the upper light filling up the whole of reality.
Galil West.
Rav, במציאות הרוחנית, מה זה זמן? מה זה זמנים?
What is time in the spiritual reality?
It's a sequence of actions.
De nuestra decena, la decena misma se convierte en el vientre del creador para poder llegar al Ibur.
Does the ten itself become an environment, the environment of the Creator, so we can achieve impregnation, conception?
I can't tell you that precisely, Javier. The thing is that the environment is not a corporeal one, it is a spiritual one. As much as I bring the friends closer to me, to that extent, as much as I'm devoted to them, I begin to see in our relations where precisely is the force of bestowal. Then in such a way, I detect more and more my meeting place with the Creator through the friends. The friends seemingly become for me as the womb. And I, inside of that womb, find a place with the Creator, a more inner contact. Meaning through the friends, I reach the Creator. You cannot touch Him, discover Him truly, if you don't first discover the contact with the friends.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Av. What exactly is the will to receive with which I'm supposed to work? How to locate it within myself?
The will to receive is your whole nature that is hiding from you the force of bestowal. You want to achieve the force of bestowal, and you see that you don't have it. So what is hiding from you, the force of bestowal, is called the will to receive.
Moscow 7.
Rafa, это как некий этап, я понимаю, когда отсутствие всякого требования к Творцу. Как его правильно проходить?
I understand that this is a stage where you have no demand to the Creator. So how to pass through it correctly? What to be most careful about?
Спроси ведь как надо. Какой у тебя вопрос?
Вот я спрашиваю, меня не слышно?
Слышно, но непонятный вопрос.
Со связи. Как пройти правильный этап отсутствия требования к Творцу? Чего остерегаться больше всего и в чем можно усилиться?
How to correctly go through the stage of where you don't have a lack to the Creator? How to get stronger and what to avoid?
The way to the Creator is through the friends. If you're included in them, if you want to annul before them, if you want to connect with them, then you precisely reach the Creator. And it doesn't matter if the friends are great or small. You can be like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and they are like your students. You can still reach the Creator through them.
Kiev 1. Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Вот когда мы говорим про первое сокращение, то есть я с одной стороны могу пытаться не думать о себе.
When we talk about the first restriction, on one hand I can try not to think about myself, and on the other I can try to think about the friends, to ask for them. So what's better, what's more effective in order to reach that state?
Well, first of all, if a person does not think about himself, that's already tzimtzum, restriction. If he thinks about others, already he's building the kli. If through the friends he wants to direct everyone to the Creator, that is already the force of bestowal. This is how it should be built, everything.
When I build it, it's with respect to the friends.
No, it doesn't matter. It's the inclination to bestow. Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Buen día, Raf. ¿Cómo conectamos la importancia por el Creador con el grado de fe por encima de la razón?
How to connect the importance of the Creator with the importance of faith above reason?
The importance of the Creator is the importance of the Creator. For us, with respect to our kelim, it is measured according to the importance of faith above reason. Because the Creator, with respect to me, is above my reason. Because His quality, the quality of bestowal, and I'm in the quality of reception, so how can I reach Him? I can reach him on the condition that I respect the quality of bestowal more than the quality of reception.
Moscow 7.
Вы сказали, что для того, чтобы постоянно принимать на себя условия первого сокращения, мы должны видеть реальность как полностью.
You said that in order to constantly take upon yourself the condition of the first restriction, we need to see reality as good. I don't see reality as so good.
You have to see through all of these things in spite of all of the problems that you see and all of the problems that fall on you or follow you. In spite of all of this, you have to imagine the world as being entirely good. And all of these problems only stem out of your ego. If you wouldn't have an ego, you would see the world as good. So, we need to reach a good world. So, bit by bit, we have to reach a state where we annul our ego, and accordingly we see how the world around us becomes a spiritual world instead of a corporeal world. And then we begin to see where here is a transition between the two worlds.
PD2. So with this exercise, continue Denise's question. I see in the 10 that I am in the world of the Creator, that He's good and benevolent. I sort of restrict my view to the egoistic reality. So at some point, is there a place where one's words and his heart are the same, or his mouth and his heart are equal, or gradually do I reach a point where I see that the Creator is good and benevolent?
We need to reach a state where all of my bones shall tell, where I truly feel with all of my force, all of myself, that He is filling me up with good and does good. Besides the Creator, there is nothing. And the whole world is only good and does good. The Holy Divinity. PT 31.
The fact that I get up early in the morning, open my computer, how is this serving the Creator?
Before you open up the computer, you need to open up your heart and to try and see the world that you are going to discover the Creator, that you are inside of Him, and that He is good and does good. And you truly feel in all of your body, meaning all of your desires, all of your thoughts, that He is filling you up just like you are inside of Him.
And that serves the Creator.
Yes, of course.
Seeing that He's good and benevolent, that's a corporeal perception.
I need to do it with my kelim, my vessels. I don't know what is spiritual or corporeal. I'm talking about my attitude to reality, that I have to accept it, the reality that it is all good, and it is coming from the Creator, who is entirely good. Then bit by bit, I begin to see that the whole of reality in which I live is truly good. It is entirely aimed only towards my correction.
United VG3. United VG3.
Чем чаще и активнее мы включаемся друг в друга, тем быстрее можем прийти к ощущению Творца.
Ken. The more we integrate together, the quicker we can come to the feeling of the Creator.
PT2.
כן, מה הכוונה בדיוק שאני מבטל את ההרגשה?
Yes, what does it mean that I annul the feeling I have in the ego?
You cannot annul it. It becomes annulled by itself out of the fact that you are yearning to see reality as the Creator is good and does good.
So I need to ignore what I feel in my five senses or to just act as though it doesn't exist?
זה אותם התרגילים שאנחנו עולים לאמונה למעלה מהדעת. כן.
ולמרות שבכל החושב...
Yes, those are the exercises by which we rise above reason. And despite the fact that I feel the complete opposite, I'm supposed to hold these two degrees together, the pain, the frustration, the sadness, and above that to build some kind of plea, a second degree, second floor.
About this it says they have eyes but see not. Yes, this is how we begin. Then we perform all kinds of exercises with the group, with the Creator, on behalf of the person, in order to attain these things in reality, that there is within reason and there is above reason, then we can already rise to the next degree. Is it clear?
Latin 6.
Usted mencionó que cuando se restringe el ego, el mundo alrededor, se transforma este mundo.
You mentioned that when we discover the ego in the world around us, this world turns into the next world. This world is... Is it the current state?
We don't limit the ego. We rise above it. We cannot do anything with our will to receive. We only play with it in a different way. That's it. Rise above it. Look at reality as apparently the Creator sees it. This is how you should think, and not the way that you see it out of your ego. Besides your will to receive, there are other levels in which you can see things. So try to address in the will to bestow. Then you'll begin to see reality differently, a new reality from the next degree. And this is how it is from one degree to the next. And you'll begin to see how much all of these things, the perception of reality is a relative thing, There is nothing constant in it. It all depends on how you determine yourself, your focus, your level of perception, with which forces, with which kelim desires you perceive reality. Because you see that there are people who, even in our world, feel themselves entirely differently. So, from the state that you're in now, you should clothe in a state where you want to identify with the Creator. You want to see the Creator in the eyes of the Creator, see the reality in the eyes of the Creator. How would you see it then? This is called faith above reason.
French. French.
Bonjour Rav, c'est en servant la dizaine que j'annule mon ego.
Is it in the service of the ten that I annul my ego?
Jacob again.
Is it in service of the ten that I annul my ego?
Yes, if I annul myself towards the ten, it helps me greatly to start to come closer and see reality in the eyes of the Creator. Yes, inside of me, I see reality within reason. Through the ten, I see reality above reason, above my reason.
No.
Well,
Latin 7.
Now we have Latin 7.
En el siguiente grado hay un nuevo mal sobre el cual sobreponerse, sobre el cual elevarse.
On the next degree there is a new evil that needs to be transcended. Something we need to be annulled before.
On each and every degree you have the same work, however in a more sophisticated way. I need to realize that now whatever I see it with my ego, and this thing is not constant, absolute. You can change it. Make a switch to a higher degree, and with a little bit of bestowal, and you'll see a different world. You can say, I feel bad in the current state. I make that switch to a little bit more bestowal. And I see the world in the light of bestowal, in an attitude of bestowal. What should I see? I should see the world not that it is bad for me, rather I need to see the world as entirely good. Why? Because this is what the Creator is giving me. There is none else besides Him. The Creator is giving me my perception of reality, the world. He arranges everything. Therefore, I need to accept this reality in a way that it is coming from the Creator, meaning in a good way. But how can I? I see that it's bad, even dangerous. How will I accept it in such a way? If you will accept reality in a way that you see it as if you see it as good, as if you don't want to see it as good. Otherwise, it won't be in faith above reason, rather within reason. Rather, you want to see reality in faith above reason, right? And to see it as good.
No, no.
Okay. Pero cuando yo alcanzo, logro ver el mundo con fe por encima de la razón, es decir, que logro percibir que todo.
But when I fail to see the world in faith above reason,
¿cómo continúa mi trabajo?
When I fail to see the world is good and benevolent,
yes.
How do I do the work? How to elevate myself to the next degree?
No, don't you worry. The Creator will spoil the degree for you. The moment that you equalize yourself with the force of faith, You elevate yourself above your reason to faith, from Malchut to Bina, as we call it. Then the Creator adds to you a will to receive, and you fall even lower than before. The world seems even worse than before, how bad it was before. And from that, too, again, you have to rise to the degree of faith. From reason to faith, but the Creator keeps on spoiling it. He keeps on spoiling it until you attain the entire kli of reason, the entire will to receive, and each time you build above it, a kli of bina, a will to bestow. Then you will truly have both the will to receive and the will to bestow and the revelation of the whole of reality. Gemar tikkun, the end of correction.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Вот вы сейчас сказали через десятку видеть. Вот что это за видение?
Now you said we have to see through the ten. What does it mean to see through the ten? How do we acquire it so that we don't get confused?
I have no choice. I can see the spiritual reality only through the ten. When I look through binoculars, I need to turn the lenses until I focus, right? And then I can see reality in the proper way. So how can you see the Creator if your eyes are corporeal eyes and the Creator is entirely spiritual? How do you see Him? How do you discover Him? What can there be between you and Him as a connector? The ten. 10 Sefirot. Where does this stem from? The four phases of direct light. The Creator wanted to create a will to receive, the opposite of itself, himself rather, and he did it through 10 Sefirot. That's how it all came out. And so we have no choice, no alternative. It's only through the ten, through the environment, that we can come to know the Creator. Otherwise, we can't grasp Him. We need to see Him. We need to grab Him. He needs to settle in some way there and to be contained in a way. And then I can grasp Him in some way. Anything that we perceive in a certain shape, certain form. Even now, I perceive something. What is it? It's reality, which is shaped in front of me in a certain way. And I see that, I see reality in that something, meaning between me and the Creator, there is something in between. Where on one hand, on one side, He is in it, and I'm in it from the other side. That's how the ten is, the Creator establishes it on the one hand, and on the other I come to it and integrate there. We learn that in the Arvut, that the Creator brings a person to the good faith and He says, take this for yourself. That's how I get it, how I accept it.
What is this action of focusing practically, this inner scrutiny, like you said?
Where do I meet with the Creator? Where it's clear, where I perceive Him, grasp Him, in the ten. It's only according to the extent to which we work in the ten, following the example Abbas set for us in his articles about the society, then I can say, oh, now I connected to the ten, and through them I can now detect the Creator.
Salt Lake City.
Rav, if I need to think that everything is for the good, everything is for the better, it turns out that I have nothing to correct.
You correct yourself to the point where the whole of reality for you is only the reality in which the Creator is revealed in full. That's it. Don't be concerned about not having anything to correct. You haven't even begun.
Доброе утро, учитель. У меня вопрос такой. Почему я не могу просто просить за товарищей?
Good morning, teacher. Why can't I simply ask for the friends? How come? First, I have to depict to myself that I'm in the Creator, and only then shift to a request for the friends. Why, before the request, there is this depiction, this imagination?
We need to tie Israel, Oraita, Kutcha, Brichu as one, Chadu. Israel is the person aimed towards the Creator, Yishalkel, and Israel is the system that ties us to the Creator, to the Boe. These three things have to come together. Of course, to begin with, these are separate things, but gradually we connect them together, combine them, and to the extent that we can do that, we identify with each other, and that's how we do. Think about it more, you'll get an answer. I have nothing more to say. Petah Tikva 31.
This process, it takes time, because if we see that investment in the will to receive doesn't pay off, not only does it not pay off, we also lose. Why do we come back and keep investing in it instead of just putting it aside and investing in bestow?
Lack of support from the environment, from the society. That's what's lacking. Petah Tikva 7.
Rav, in the beginning of the article, it says necessarily one has to go through that point of I'm better off dead, and then I yearn for bestow.
Better off dead than alive means that I go all the way in saying that the world is entirely the good who does good, everything is excellent, there's nothing bad in the world, the Creator resides, dwells in the whole world, and now let's see how I need to correct myself in order to be able to say so. This is called better off dead than alive. Death, dead. Those are all the ideas where I think the world is bad, and I need to say discernment, and I need to say that the world dwells everywhere, and he's good and benevolent. Italy 4.
Rabbi, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Qual è il segno che ci stiamo dirigendo nella realtà vera nella decina?
Rav, what is a sign that we're conducting ourselves correctly in the ten, in the true reality?
To annul everyone, annuls before everyone else, and all of you together annul towards the Creator. That is all. There is no other problem. Toronto 1.
Toronto.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, если мы что-то ощущаем как не как добро и в объединении.
If we feel something as bad, and we rise in connection in the ten to faith above reason, we see things through the eyes of the Creator as if so that it is good. After some time, it becomes good within reason. So it turns out that from the vessel of bestow, we now move to the vessel of reception.
If we need to, we receive. If we need to, we bestow. Our intention is always to bestow. Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. You tell me that before I can receive anything, my heart has to open up. is opening my heart, is this the same as annulment?
No, אני לא יודע איך להגיד. אתה תרגיש אחר כך תספר לנו.
Well, I don't know how to put it. You feel it first and then you'll tell us. I don't want to answer because this will obligate others to think this way or that way, but it's a very, very deep-seated feeling in the person. All right, 72. Let's read 73. Let's advance another one.
Excerpt 73 from Rabash, what is do not add and do not take away in the work? Excerpt 73. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of their Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels, within reason, the importance of the king. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but all of this is only above reason, that calculation can create within him a deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. Again, excerpt 73. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king. Is he truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator? When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but all of this is only above reason, that calculation can begin in him a deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
So
that's exactly how you do it. After, once a man comes to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. Meaning that he understands that he is in the Creator's world and there is nothing else besides that. Then he transitions to the left line to examine himself, to conduct criticism over how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king. If he truly has an understanding, a feeling for the or recognition of the greatness of the Creator, and if he's truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. Or, if he had an alternative, he would change things around a bit, do something of his own, is it because of lack of choice that he surrenders? Or does he agree with his heart and soul? And if he doesn't, he wants the Creator to make it so that he does agree. When he sees that within reason he's bare and destitute, meaning that he doesn't have that feeling, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality of the Creator, but only above reason. That importance can beget deficiency and pain in him for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. What does he lack? Seemingly he attains everything. He wants that to be within reason as well. He rose above reason, feels in above reason that it is truly so, but this is above his reason. Now he wants it to be actually within his reason. And so what was above reason turns into reason, and then he can rise higher still above reason, and so on and so forth. That's the nature of the degrees.
Раф, товарищ спрашивает, в десятке мы должны говорить друг другу, что Творец добрый и творящий добро?
The friend is asking, in the ten we should tell each other that the Creator is good who does good, or is it enough that each one inside relates in such a way?
So we need to speak in such a way where everyone envies everyone else, where each one thinks that the others are greater than himself, because that will push them to advance.
Наш товарищ спрашивает, можно ли так сказать, что полное доверие Творцу — это и есть самоотмена?
Can we say that full faith in the Creator is self-annulment?
How could it not be? With respect to whom? It's the same thing. You cannot annul yourself. If you, in practice, really annul yourself before the Creator, it's the same thing. It cannot be anything else. It's either I annul myself or I am annulled before the Creator. Right? You don't have one without the other.
Florida.
Во внутренней работе.
Rav, the inner work, from one day to the next, I feel inside of me more and more the importance of the friends. Is this a sign that I'm actually annulling? Or maybe...
It's correct, in short, it's correct. Petah Tikva 24.
Is the work above reason a work of an effort of our imagination, and shifting into within reason means to stop imagining and to see things as they are, truly?
I have no imagination nor the true form of things. It all comes and goes. It's all transient. I perceive reality according to how I see it in my vessels of perception, and that I call within reason, or in my opinion, right? If I perceive reality through the eyes of the Creator, so to speak, this is called above my reason in faith.
The effort we make right now, above reason, how would you define this effort?
We want to feel what above reason means. What the world looks like to the Creator, which is called the truth. If the Creator fills the whole of reality and I'm in this reality, then how do I feel? I feel that I am included in this existence, which is the Creator, from the moment I'm in the womb being and through to the time I grow and become 20, 25, 30, and through to the end of correction in general. So I constantly have to think about how I feel and how I feel if I were inside the Creator. And these two degrees, Malchut and Bina, have to constantly be very clear to me. And so I rise.
Thanks, yes, good.
All right. I'm pleased with you in general. Who didn't I have asked yet?
Volga
didn't ask yet.
Раф, вот в этом упражнении я не очень понял, что Раф, именно я должен.
In this exercise, I didn't quite get it. What precisely should I imagine to myself as the ten? Is it somehow related to the corporeal, physical form of the friends?
How does it relate to how I see reality? Let's say I have a very big, a large screen here in front of me. Show them. Yes, you see, this is how I see all of you. Sometimes there are even more of you, more and more. Like that, let's say. And so, what does it mean that I see physically? I mean, I see tents, I see groups. But, oh, there you go. Even more. So what do I choose here? What do I pick? You tell me. I see groups and groups, and each group is, as I see them, they're ready to connect in order to turn to make of them a point which enters Ibu, conception in the Creator. If, let's say, BBUK, Italy 4, Italy 2, Italy 1, Nechovot, Ashkelon, Volga, Kiev, Moscow, 4, Kiev 1, there are all sorts. If I, each one of them, if they connect together, they turn into a point, a dot, inside the Creator. Inside that, inside that system called the Adam Rishon, and then they develop there. And that is all. So why does it matter? I don't look at your faces. I look at the desire that has to be one, singular. Let's say I look at, it doesn't matter who. Let's say Peter is now there on screens, which sometimes we get to see him. Yes? So what do I want to see? I want to imagine this Peter group that wants to connect as one man in one heart into a single point of desire. And if they connect in that manner, they enter, they feel that they are within the Creator. But by each annulling his ego completely, and this, then they enter within the Creator. And then they begin to develop. What does it mean to develop? It means that they're constantly making sure to be just a dot. And the Creator is constantly trying to inflating this point with his light, and then they begin to inflate more and more until they begin to feel that they are 10 sefirot, not just the point of Malchuyot, but 10 sefirot. And then within these 10 sefirot, they begin to feel the Creator who fills those 10 sefirot. You understand? That's how it is. That is our work.
Turkey 1.
Dear Rav, a question from our 10. When I am in the left line, what should I criticize exactly? Could you clarify this? Thank you.
אני לא יודע מה אתה חושב בקו שמאל.
I don't know what you think of in the left line. If I'm there, I'm there with criticism. What else do I lack in order to, what do I need to annul in order to be annulled before the Creator as ready, qualified for corrections, so that the upper light begins to influence me, to work on me? I need to reach a state where the will to receive that I am in will be considered by me as disqualified. I want to annul it. I ask for it to be annulled. I want to connect with my friends above my will to receive and with the Creator. And for me, to myself, not be in the will to receive, to be as though dead, for my will to receive to be felt in me as dead, meaning that I don't care about what happens now in the world. With me, I mean, the world is what I feel within myself. So regardless of what happens, I feel only one thing. I am connected with the friends, and the Creator annuls our egos and rules over us. That is my desire. That is what I examine in the left line. We will now continue to the next stage.
And before that, let's sing together.
Rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. More, come and see how this love has set us free. Beyond the barriers, above the waves, awake in the dawn, we are holding you up. Armed with this covenant, it's coming true, we are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into a new land. More, come and see how this love has set.